So welcome to this poetry podcast. This is Alia Qasim for Poet in the City, and I'm here in a park in Holborn on a June late afternoon with the very delightful Antosh Wojcik, who will be performing at the Living London event for Poet in the City and Tilt at the City of London Festival. The event is called Living London. It's taking place in a giant bowler hat, but I'll tell you a bit more about that later. But for now, Antosh, welcome.
Hello.
It's lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you too.
Actually, I should say to people kind of what you've done, because they may not know who you are. So let's begin there. So you're a poet, a performance poet, a spoken word artist and writer. You studied creative writing at the University of Winchester, where, according to the thing that I'm reading, you discovered your passion for poetry there.
Yeah.
And then last year you became a joint Roundhouse Poetry Slam champion. So you've got that crown.
Mm.
And you're currently part of the Roundhouse Poetry Collective and the Barbican Young Poets Programme for 2013-14.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, right. It's work.
Great.
it's all good.
As I just said, you got into the kind of spoken wordy thing at university. How did all that begin? Did you have like a eureka moment?
It actually kind of came from being really not okay with poetry. Like, I really didn't like poetry for a long time in my life, even throughout uni, because I had quite a traditional approach lecturer who didn't really push my voice. He was kind of came with all these conceptions of what my poetry should be like, rather than sort of crafting who I am. So I kind of generated more hate, and as just doing my poetry dissertation, thinking like, okay, I'm just gonna finish this and that'll be that, and if that's just for a mark and whatever, I won't do poetry. And then I went to Southampton, which has quite a growing scene of spoken word artists there, and realized that people actually perform poetry live.
Okay.
And that's something I never would have contemplated doing, because I used to be quite a shy person and stuff like that. But I figured, why don't I just give this a go and see what I can do here. And I just took my work along to an open mic, and presto!
Hey.
over the last sort of year and a bit, it's just completely become my main focus, performing live and writing poetry. So yeah.
And what is it about spoken word, say, to other sort of poets you're reading, to other kinds of more conventional poetry that excites you?
I think with a poetry reading, you kind of go along with a kind of set expectation of, okay, there's probably a main poet speaking, and they're going to just be reading from their book, and that'll be great because they have all these stories around their poems and that. Whereas at spoken word nights, you kind of go along and anything can happen. You get people who are doing, scratching like a bit of their cabaret show and just doing comedy, or a mix of poetry and comedy and cabaret and, just everything. It's so unexpected, and people are kind of, if they're at the top of their game, they're actually carving what spoken word is with their own voice and act, rather than sort of coming into this preconception of, this is poetry, this is what you do with poetry. So yeah, I feel like it's a genre that kind of welcomes as much experimentation as possible, and that's always what I've tried to do with my writing, and I feel that's where I sit best when performing it, is amongst other spoken word artists who are just happy to be there and loving every moment of it and connecting with people in an audience, or not connecting, if that's what you want. Like, I sometimes try to do that, which is good fun.
Have you got any sort of, I don't know, spoken word or even poetry heroes, people that you really that you love?
The guy who got me onto it is an American poet called Anis Mokiani.
Okay.
And I saw his poem For Those Who Can Still Ride in an Aeroplane for the first time, and that's when I along with going along to these poetry nights, that's when I kind of realized that, wow, well, this is what's possible. And then also I'd say my main two heroes are actually people I work with. Jacob Samlerose is an amazing poet and educator, and he's actually kind of inspired me a lot to pursue teaching spoken word in schools, and how to sort of go about the craft of my writing a lot. as well as Bogdan Piasecki, who's my mentor at Roundhouse, and he's one of the main reasons I wanted to be part of the collective, because I'd seen his work and I thought, wow, you are gonna push me if I bring my work to you. So yeah, but just the thing, like, you can be inspired by everyone. Most the people who inspire me the most are poets that I work with, like Sarah Perry and Sophie Fenella and Will Tyus. They're just some of my friends, and I just they inspire me so much. It's cool. I don't find like I have one person. I have just this array of people who are so good at different things. So yeah.
When it comes to London as a place, because it is a really, I mean, we're sitting here in a park right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are lots of random people doing random things, and it is such a diverse place. Mm. Does it inspire you in your work? And obviously, I mean, this whole event is called Living London. Yeah. So where does London kind of figure for you?
Well, that's such a good question. London for me is this transitional sort of atmosphere. Everyone is trying to get somewhere. Even if they're just sat down, like, so yeah, a lot of my writing is actually influenced sort of by things I see on tube journeys. I quite like doing just sort of general people watching and trying to catch snippets of conversations. And London is just full of, like you said, like diversity, and there are some crazy people here. There are some completely...
They're like, people currently, I mean, in case, because obviously you're listening, they're people running backwards and doing some sort of exercise, which for me is quite crazy. But it's very random.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I love about London, though. Like, you kind of... You could just be sat on the tube, and this has happened to me. Someone just started doing their pole dance routine up against the door. And, like... It was amazing to watch these three guys kind of look at her and be like, kind of nervously smiling at each other. And then to watch her, and she's just completely in her zone, and she's just loving what she's doing. And the rest of the tubes just can't handle it. It's just brilliant, you know. And, you know, she just did that and then got off her stop and carried on walking. It's just, yeah, I think London just embodies this kind of mass culture of people, you know, not only sort of pursuing what they want to pursue, but obviously there are quite a lot of people kind of stuck here as well, and who are in a kind of rut maybe with their lives. And I think tackling it as a subject is really difficult, because there's just a billion things you could talk about, but that's kind of part of the love for it, because it's all in one place, you know.
So when it comes to this event, which is going to be, as I said, it's called Living London, it's on Monday the 7th of July at 6:30. When it comes to that, I mean, will you be talking about London in that piece, and do you sort of get inspiration from the city in your own stories and your own work?
Yeah, completely. It's what I'm attempting to do is kind of chart being lost in London, kind of chart being like everything you sort of see when you're stumbling around it. So... Yeah, that piece is completely, is basically like a day in the life of walking around London and being like, I'm trying to find someone, you know.
And have you ever performed, just, you know, I had to ask, have you ever performed in a giant blow-up pop-up hat before?
I haven't. Yeah. I can't wait. This is exactly, definitely one of the things
that's,
I want to do with my
that's
life.
That's brilliant, because yeah, it's good that you said that. You know, I just thought, God, if you say, yeah, I do that. I gig in a hat every week. That would just be, that would just kill it.
I demand it of the space I'm in.
Thank you so much, Antosh.
Thank you.
So for anybody listening, I'll say it again. It's going to be fantastic. It's called Living London. It's part of the City of London Festival in collaboration. It's Tilt and Poet in the City. 6:30 p.m. You can get tickets from the City of London website. So if you just go on to www.colf.org, just find on their calendar the date, which is the 7th of July, and you'll be able to find Living London. Click on that and you can book your ticket. It's going to be fantastic. We hope to see you there. Mm-hmm.